Blog Talk Radio.
We're gonna get into a praise and worship service here.
Okay, as soon as I can well pull up my music, it's just taking a little time to load. I don't know why it's doing that. It's technical difficulty day, I guess, for some reason on Sunday. It wants to be stubborn. I wanted to open the chat room. Okay, it wouldn't let me open the chat room, so well, anyway. So it's technical Sunday. Okay, well, let's play here. Let's play some music. Let's play some good gospel music. What do you say about that, Pastor Juana?
Amen. Let's go. Let's go. Let's give God all praise, honor, and glory. We want to go in the presence of God. We want to worship a living King, and we want to bow in reverence to the King of Kings, Lord of Lords.
Amen.
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 In Jesus' name.
Here we go.
Y'all got it. So let's celebrate. Come on, Calvin, let's do this. Now I need everybody, I mean everybody, to clap your hands. Bring them all to me.
Father, let me sing your praise. Jesus,
let me love you.
Holy Spirit, yes, we adore you.
Oh, well, say it.
The devil be so hard.
Thank you. Thank you. So some says mountains are still being strongholds are still being loosed. God, we believe, as yes, we can see it, that wonders are still what you do. I love this when y'all says, and bodies are still being raised. Wonders are still what you do.
Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
Service on Christmas Eve, and then again on Easter Sunday, Right after the Christmas service, we would open our gifts from Santa Claus. Right after Easter service, we went home and celebrated the Easter Bunny. For me, they all seemed like fables, and all had nothing to do with truth. But once I asked of my life, I could understand what I read in the Bible. Now I did not go to church for a couple months later. In the beginning, I began reading the book of James. The book of James was practical, and I read it 5 times. I found it easy to comprehend, and I started putting the principles in. You see, in the book of James, I found, but the doers of the word and not the hearers only, deceiving yourselves. I need to read the word of God and what it said. And then I read, if anyone among you thinks he's religious and does not bridle his tongue but deceives his own heart, this one religion is useless. Pure and undefiled religion before God and the Father is this, to visit orphans and widows in their trouble and to keep oneself unspotted from the world. That's James chapter 1, verse 26 to 27. So we find God's heart in both the Old Testament and the New Testament. The Lord wants us to strive to be pure. We are not to be polluted by the teaching of the world. Both our Old and New Testament record the same idea about not being polluted by the teachings of the world. So let us go back to listen and understand the words penned by Zephaniah. Use your imagination and see an elderly man sitting behind his wooden desk. This desk is placed next to the second-story window. Can you see how Zephaniah is looking out of his bedroom window and he saw how people were swayed by what the world was teaching? And this caused so much problems in the family unit. Look out your window and you can see houses where lesbians and gay men are trying to have a family, trying to have a peace, but they just cannot find it either. National Geographic magazine has issued had an issue called gender, and they talk openly about sex changes and more as if this is natural. Teach for all of us to show gender respect for those people or people who were born with this or this way. On the cover it states, I don't have to pretend to be a boy. Yourself. And do you see a boy dog trying to be a female dog? A monkey trying to be a boy monkey? This is not truth. This is not truth. So look again. And they walk into our schools and kill innocent people. Men walk into hotels and break the window and kill those innocently walking on the streets or listen to a concert as they are gunned down. This is look again and radicalize people setting bombs in our midst to kill as many people as they can, or they hijack airplanes and drive them into the wind towers. Look again, and millions are on drugs, marijuana, cocaine, and meth. Many are going to clubs, okay, where sin is running the show. Listen, what is the outcome of all this pollution of the world? Deaths from illegal drugs is up, suicide has increased, guns and violence is up, rapes and date rapes are up, and many more. Sin, whatever the flavor is, out to ruin our lives. This is a principle of the kingdom of God. See, over and over, we see the results of people. People have been polluted by the teachings of the world who hate themselves and hate others. Because they do not love themselves, they oppress others, and they infiltrate cities, governments, and corruption. In the end, they oppress these cities to their own destruction. So all the while, this is exactly why Jesus came. Jesus laid out of our lives. Look at Jesus' back and find what he has paid the price of what he has done to you. In Zephaniah chapter 3, verse 2, she has not obeyed his voice. She has not received correction. She has not trusted in the Lord. She has not drawn near to her God. Once again, use your imagination for good things and see our messenger bowed at his desk. He looks to the hills and thinks, what do you want me to pen next? The prophet picks up his feather quill pen, dips it in a jar of ink. You see, our messenger of the Lord, Zephaniah, pens on the parchment paper 4 points in this verse. Are you ready to go deeper into the Lord's heart? Let's talk to the Lord. Lord, come and teach us your truth. Lord, continue to reveal your heart to me and to each reader. In Jesus' name, amen. First point found in our text is the person's lack of obedience to the voice of God. Jesus teaches about the kingdom of God and how we can activate the full benefits through obedience to the voice of good shepherd. Moses also wrote, "Now it shall come to pass, if you diligently obey the voice of the Lord your God to observe carefully and all his commandments which I command you today, the Lord your God will set you high above the nations of the earth, and blessings shall come overtake you, thus you obey the voice of the Lord your God." That's Deuteronomy chapter 28, verse 1 and 2. So Jesus tells us he is a good shepherd, and he is willing to lay his life down for his sheep. Yes, we are sheep, as sheep we can know his voice, and we are to follow him. Read John chapter 10, and you will hear Jesus telling his sheep to follow and obey his voice. See, the voice of God comes in many different ways to each of us. We might hear his voice through what? The pastor is preaching. Good reason to go to church. This is why I instruct everyone to pen and something to write on when you go to church or a Bible study. You might hear the voice of the Lord in visions and dreams and listen to what the Lord told one of his prophets, Habakkuk. Write in the vision.
Write in your vision.
And make it plain on tablets that it may run for yet for the appointed time. And it will speak and it will not lie. Though it tarries, wait for it, because it will surely come. It will not tarry. Behold, the proud, his soul is not up, but just the shell by his faith. That's Habakkuk chapter 2, verses 2 to 4. So to bring your dream of your vision into reality, you must write down and then pray over it and wait upon the Lord's timing. Let me give you an example. Story time. You see, my wife and I were pulled out out of the audience, and the prophet said, "I don't know what this means, but I see you teach men. There are many men from different nations before you teach them, learning how to be men of God. The Lord is your nation, your ministry is churches, and now I'm on Talk Radio, and I'm reaching the nation, men." So listen, I partnered with the word, the process. And the first thing I did was made my family get passports. I began thinking about a discipleship program. Then I wrote 100 lessons on how to obtain a pure heart, so one can hear God's voice with supernatural clarity. We have to face our past so we can go into our future and reach our destiny. Rebirth in the Spirit International Discipleship Program. It's a 2-year program designed in 3 parts. International Discipleship consists of this. Part 1, daily reading your Bible with documentation. Part 2, do the 100 lessons of biblical sanctification. Okay, part 3, biblical memorization of 50 verses each year for a minimum of 100 verses is required to graduate. So back to our main text in the book of Zephaniah. And the second point is all about receiving correction. When we do not obey the voice of God, our hearts become hard, ground, and we have rocks of unteachable, uncorrigible, and our hearts will not receive the good seed of the Lord's word. One of my favorite chapters in the Bible is the Gospel of John, chapter 10. Jesus tells us we are his sheep, and his sheep hear his voice. No one told me I can hear the voice of my good shepherd. 10 years after my salvation, I read in my morning devotion time, I could hear his voice, hungering for more of the Lord. I hungered and prayed and fasted to hear the Lord's gentle whisper. So story time again. As I was walking to my classroom as a public school teacher, I walked past the school nurse, and I passed by her room, and I heard she is struggling since her husband is having an emotional affair with a woman next door. All I did was ask her how she was doing, and she responded back slightly different. And now hearing the Lord's voice, I knew he wanted me to minister to the school nurse. Disobeying the Lord's voice, and you will not have his peace up until lunchtime. I had no peace since I was struggling to trust what I heard. So finally I decided to obey. When I repeated what the Lord told me in that morning, I asked her to forgive me, for the Lord wanted to minister to her. So disobedience to the voice of the Lord, and you will not hear the Lord speak again. So obedience to the voice of the Lord, and you will start walking in his miracles. Amen?
Amen.
The problem, as Zephaniah saw it, the problem was boiled down to God's people, who refused to obey the voice of the Lord. Bring silence for God to speak you a second time. See, the Lord was speaking through his prophet, which brings me to this third issue. Trusting in the Lord is very difficult, and disobedience to the Lord's voice brings us to a real issue. So trust. Story time continues. The school nurse was elderly, and I had a problem since I really did not know her. In my mind, how was I to go into the nurse's office and tell her this strange thought? Oh, by the way, the Lord told me your husband is having an adulterous emotional affair with a woman next door. My freshly thought was, what if this crazy thought was not from the Lord? What if her husband was not having this affair? As I talked to the Lord, I made a decision to be crazy for the Lord. I picked up my cross, and I started to have a crazy faith in what the Lord was saying to me. As I started to walk in the miracles, God's favor, and the Lord's green pastures, oh, are you hearing what the Spirit of God is saying? The bottom line is along the path of trusting the Lord. Amen? King David penned the following early on in his life. Let not mercy and truth forsake you. Bind them around your neck. Write them on a tablet of your heart. And so find favor with and high esteem in the eye of God. Trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not on your own understanding, and all your ways acknowledge him. He will show rest. Do not be wise in your own eyes. Fear the Lord and depart from the evil. That's Psalm chapter 3, verses 3 to 7. So according to David, when we talk, do not take mercy and take mercy. If Jesus is the truth, as a spirit of truth, that we have to learn to walk in these principles. Amen? God tells his own spirit to walk first truth as how you are going to find the favor of God and the favor of man. Meditate with his understanding these two principles must be written on one's heart and mind. With these principles, one can trust in the Lord. One has to trust in the Lord with confidence in one's heart. Trust in the Lord becomes paramount in our walk with the Lord. With another time, I heard the Lord, and I had to make a choice to once again trust the voice of the Lord. True story time. Do not share these stories to show you how spiritual I am, but I share these stories to show you to obey the voice of the Lord. It's not easy, but it will be filled with blessings and miraculous and adventures. In the middle of a worship, I heard the voice of a great I Am. He said, lean over and whisper into the ear of your fellow co-worker, you are pregnant with a baby girl, and before the year is out, you shall give birth to a healthy baby girl. All I wanted to do was worship the Lord and stand in his presence, but my co-worker and her husband had invited me to their church. In the middle of standing in the Lord's presence, I heard this crazy thought about her being pregnant. Now the battle began if I was going to be obedient to the voice of the Lord, and really was a test trusting in the Lord. So trusting in the Lord was a real issue. Once again, I stepped out of the boat of security and walked on the water, and her and her husband began to cry. They knew that the wife was late on her monthly female cycle, but after years of failed attempts to be with child, the Lord guaranteed them a baby. And as the Lord spoke, they had a baby girl. Later, they began attending the church I went to, and I was able to see the prophetic word of the Lord in the flesh. Praise be to God who speaks to his children, and the children will step out of the boat and learn how to walk in the supernatural. The supernatural is the supernatural trusting the Lord's voice, even if you fail. Jesus will still save you. So, my friend, go ahead and step out of your comfort zone. Walking in the miraculous is exciting. The fourth issue for the Lord spoken through, his prophet, is learning to draw nearer to the Lord. Draw close so you can hear his heart beating. So close to the Lord you can hear his whisper. Story time about what I thought was a failure. Sound asleep, I sat up and sat on the edge of the bed. In between sleep, I began being totally awake. I heard, drive south and bring many flyers. Some 60 miles south of Lompoc would have me driving to Santa Barbara, California, when I was living in California back in the day. And as you can see on the map, there was nothing between Lompoc and Santa Barbara. My gas tank was nearly empty, and in my flesh, I knew I would run out of gas, and in my wallet, I had zero funds. Would I trust the voice of the Lord, would I obey his voice? My problem was adding to the word the Lord spoke to me. Even though I was wrestling with the Lord the entire time, I was getting dressed. As I headed out to obey the voice of God, I said, look at my gas gauge. I do not have enough gas to go to Santa Barbara. The Lord was silent. All I had was a strange thought which traveled through my brain. As I continued to argue with the Lord, I said, Lord, it's 1 hour to get to Santa Barbara, and then I have an hour back, and it's 2 a.m. in the morning. Still, I didn't hear anything from the Lord, but I was driving south, and I was obeying the voice of the Lord, and ultimately trusting in his voice. As I was on the freeway heading south, the Lord said, here, turn here. The rest stop on the 101 freeway was where I turned off. The realization the Lord never told me to go to Santa Barbara, my addition to what the Lord said, because of much confusion and doubt in my obedience factor. At the rest stop, the Lord said, go to the men's bathroom and place a handful of these flyers on a counter. I obeyed his voice. As I was walking out of the restroom, he spoke again. Son, see the homeless man over there? Go and tell him I love him. As I walked over to the man sitting on the bench, I realized I wanted to hear God a second time. I have to learn to obey him over the first time. So once you're obeying the voice of God, you will hear him a second time. So I walked over to the homeless man and recalled what the Lord said to do. Handing him a flyer and speaking to the man, I felt very bold doing the Lord's work. But the homeless man jumped to his feet and started to chase me. Being a man of great faith, I stood my ground. No, I ran as fast as I could and jumped back into my car and locked the door. So, feeling very troubled and downcast that I was a coward, the Lord whispered, thank you for obedience to my voice. Rest now in my peace. God was not mad at me. He was pleased with my obedience and trusting in the Lord. So, are you ready to step out of the boat? Walking in faith, trusting in his voice, and obedience to his voice is paramount for success in the Lord. At first, I felt in my flesh I had failed, but the Lord was praising me for my obedience. So in Zephaniah chapter 3, verses 3 and 4, her princes in her midst are roaring, lions. Her judges are evening wolves that leave not a bone till morning. Her prophets are insolent, treacherous people. Her priests have polluted the sanctuary. They have done violence to the law. Oh, my Lord is angry over his people's constant corruption and idolatry. So people's idolatry might be why so many cities, states, and countries are failing. We now have six issues to dwell into a deeper understanding. For you, the reader, and me, the author. Are you ready? You see, in Revelation, it states, I wish you were hot or cold, but because you are lukewarm, I'm going to spit you out of my mouth. This is why many churches are dwindling, for people have to walk through the vomit coming out of their front door. Oh, my God. Let us begin with talking to the Lord. Or if you want me to be more spiritual, let us pray. I'm in deep spiritual voice. Father, we hunger to hear your heart of purity. We understand you are a holy and righteous God. Your spirit is a spirit of truth. Each of us wants to see your heart, hear your truth, and hear your mindset be revealed to each of us. In the mighty name, your begotten Son, Jesus Christ, amen and amen. So in the words of Zephaniah, in these two verses, we find six hidden truths. First, we find that your prophet says, her princes in her midst are roaring lions. Understand, this was written way before the Apostle Peter declared, be sober, be vigilant, because your adversary, the devil, walks about like a roaring lion, seeking who he may devour. So Peter gives us insight in who this lion, the lion, is none other than our adversary. The adversary is the accuser of the brethren. Understand, this means the devil, Satan, or the fallen angel. There is a real enemy to our Christian walk. Peter tells us this accuser is walking around like a roaring lion. Why does a lion roar? He wants to install fear into the mind of his prey. Lions do not go after the strong, but they look for the ones who separate from the herd. The lion is looking for the weak, the sick, to attack so they can devour. So how do we apply this to our Christian walk? Here is the application. The hungry lion separates you from the church, other believers, and they want you to scatter from the good shepherd. Now Jesus says it's like this, but a hireling, he who is not the shepherd, one who does not own the sheep, sees the wolf coming and leaves the sheep and flees, and the wolf catches the sheep and scatters them. The hireling flees because he is a hireling and does not care about the sheep. So I am the good shepherd. I know my sheep and known by my own, as the Father knows me, even though I know the Father, and I lay down my life for the sheep and the other sheep, and which are not of this fold. So them also I must bring, and they will hear my voice, and there will be one flock and one shepherd. You see, the goal of our enemy, the prophet Zephaniah uses the word lion, and Jesus uses the word wolf, which is parallel truth to the lion. Both are looking to scatter and devour all they can. Once a person is scattered from the strong, then the enemy leads the individual into destructive behavior, but the ultimate goal is to kill you. Second, evening rules echoes the first point. As a public school teacher, we learn to repeat what we have taught to help the learner to understand clearly. If you want to think of the accuser of a brethren as a lion or a wolf, both are predators. Listen to young Timothy. For of the sort are those who creep into households and make captives of gullible women, loaded down with sin, led away by the various lusts, always learning and never able to come to the knowledge of the truth. Now as Jannes and Jambres resisted Moses, so do these also resist the truth of men of corrupt minds, disapproved concerning the faith, but they will progress no further, for their folly will be manifested to all, and theirs also was. So the root problem was the wolf, lion, or Satan, and his demons coming to steal, kill, and destroy. Why should our enemy change when his time-tested ways continue to work? The lion and the wolf are predators in nature. A predator means any animal or person who exists by living upon others. Predators plunder their prey or those who are gullible, and the predator will drain their prey of their life. The path they lead their prey down is the road to destruction. Their main objective in anyone's life is the same death. So in Christianity, this is critical to understand, since many pray, contemplate suicide when they have been decimated by the life, sucking, life-killing, and life-stealing of slow death at the hands or teeth of a personal predator. Oh, my God. Are you hearing the prophet of old? Are you hearing James? Are you hearing me? The words of truth still ring true today. Let us go back to the words of Zephaniah in the third area. Her prophets are insolent, treacherous. Can you still have these kinds of prophets in our churches? The answer is yes. Story time. A visiting woman came and she claimed to be a prophetess. The pastor of this church surrendered her pulpit to this woman who said, "We had to turn up the sound system for the anointing of God." Listen, the sound system has nothing to do with the anointing of God. The anointing comes from heaven. The fire of God's presence comes down from God. The glory cloud comes down from God. Never does the anointing have to do with turning the music louder. So let us dig deeper into what the prophet wrote. The word insolent in the Hebrew language means to bubble up or pour a froth, okay, as boiling water, okay, to be an unimportant light, not heavy. George Whitfield in the 1700s preached to 20,000 people without a sound system, and all could hear him. When he preached to the audience, he was outdoors. This is a true anointing of God. In my mind, these godly people, male or female, tried to emotionally get everyone excited by turning up emotions, turning up excitement, or turn up the volume, of which is not the true anointing of God. To carry the anointing of God is to know He provides the power behind what we do and say. Again, digging deeper into our selected text, let us look into the word treacherous. In the original Hebrew language, we find it means faithlessness, ready to betray trust, or they are a traitor. They are deceptive, untrustworthy, or unreliable. They are unstable and insecure. So think in the spirit and discern what is going on around you before you believe someone to be God's messenger or God's prophet. If anyone tells you they are God's prophet, beware. If they have to promote themselves, then they are not a true prophet of God. God promotes his men and women who have a message from him. Fourth, polluted the sanctuary. Once again, we find the heart of God in these negative words. God is a jealous God, and he will not give his glory to another. True godly leaders will carry the true heart of God. These leaders brought worldly ideas into the sanctuary. So in story time again. In a local church, a youth leader, a female, ending up sleeping with a boy from the youth group. The teenage boy desired her, and they were found living in the same house. The church did not want to expose the sin, but if you do not expose darkness, the sin will rule. The half-brother of Jesus, James, says it this way. If anyone among you thinks he is religious and does not bridle his tongue but deceives his own heart, this one's religious is useless. So pure and undefiled religion before God and the Father is this: to visit orphans and widows in their trouble and to keep oneself spotted from the world. My desire, the Lord's desire, for each of us to walk in purity is this, not defiling the house of God. James' words are simple and full of practical wisdom on how to live to please the Lord. Lastly, the fifth point, violence. Simply turn on the new channels and see how violence is targeting the schools, workplaces, and churches around us. On television, I saw the other day where a worship leader started having an affair with a pastor's wife, and the worship leader went to the church office and killed the pastor. All because people forget sin is out to ruin one's life. So listen. Truth is truth and sin is sin. Both ring true and both do not change. But once we are made aware of the truth, we have a responsibility to respond, and on how each one of us responds will determine our future good. Amen? All righty. Well, this leads us to the end of the service. Okay, so let us pray, amen. Lord God, O great and almighty one, whose spirit fills heaven and earth, we thank you that you are our Father and that you in you we have refuge wherever we must go as we serve you on earth, Lord. We thank you that your life can be revealed in us and can flow through us so the world may be blessed by you. Our loving and caring Father, protect us and strengthen us in times of trouble and sorrow, Lord. Travel on new paths, give us your spirit, show us the way, that everything may lead to the good and to your honor, Lord. Father, sweet spirit, unite us in the unshakable hope that your will shall at least be done on earth as it is in heaven. Grant that we may rejoice in certainty that whatever happens, Lord, our paths are made level and firm by your love and your faithfulness. And we pray this in the mighty, precious name of Jesus Christ. Amen. Well, now this brings us to the most important question. And that is, do you know Jesus Christ as your personal Lord and Savior? If you do not, that's okay, because you will get a chance to in just a moment. But let me ask you, are you tired of living the way you are? Are you not happy? You do not have any joy in your life? Can't find peace? You don't love, or you can't feel love? Okay, maybe you're depressed or suffering from some kind of anxiety. Or maybe you, something worse as the drugs or alcohol, gambling, sexual immorality, overeating. You know, the Lord can take that away, but in order to do so, folks, he's got to know you. If he doesn't know you, he can't do nothing for you. So I ask you, to ask the Lord Jesus to come into your life. Say this little prayer after me. Say, Lord Jesus, for too long I've kept you out of my life. I know that I'm a sinner and that I cannot save myself. No longer will I close the door when I hear you knocking upon it. By faith, I gratefully receive your gift of salvation, and I'm so ready to trust you as my Lord and Savior. So I want to say thank you, Lord Jesus, for coming to earth. I believe you are the Son of God who died on the cross for my sins at Calvary and then rose from the dead on the third day. So I want to say thank you again for bearing my sins and giving me the precious gift of eternal life. I believe your words are true, so please come into my heart, Lord Jesus, and be my Savior this evening. And we pray this in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Amen. Well, if you just said this prayer, we here at God's Rainbow Ministries want to welcome you into the family of the Lord. We want to say, may the Lord bless you, and may he always keep you highly favored. Amen. All right. Well, let's bring on Pastor Wanda and see what she has to say. Pastor Wanda. Hello. Pastor Wanda. Are you there? She must be doing something. I don't know. Well, let's play some music.
Somebody else.
Wanda, are you there? Hello, Pastor Wanda.
Morning, sir.
Pastor Wanda.
Yes. Yes, Pastor. That is something awesome. That was good.
Would you have to go use the restroom?
No, I got my grandson. I'm trying to make sure he's ready, but I heard the whole service. I'm home now, and I had to click off and because I had a little 911 for this young lady. So I got back on. I heard everything, and, you know, my phone is going off, both phones, and, I'm trying not to be so busy. So I heard everything. It was an awesome message, and God is calling his people for healing, deliverance, and restoration. He wants to restore their lives back in order and put them back in right standing. You know, it don't matter what you're struggling with. Jesus have came in Luke 9:63. He said, I came to seek and save which was lost. And he didn't come for the well or the rich. He came for those that needed a savior, needed a shepherd, the ones that need him. And all of us need him. Nobody can say, I don't need him. Okay? All of us need Jesus, because if Jesus would have not come and gave us life, because he said he have came to give us life more abundantly in John 10:10. He don't want us to have any kind of life. He wants us to have a relationship with God, a relationship through the word of God, meditating, seeking his face, sitting in his presence, studying the word of God to know him intimately. Amen? And
amen.
Good testimony.
Amen.
Of the goodness and glory of God so others can be changed and to have a family and put it, God is who he say is when he's not Jesus. And see, thank God for Jesus, because Jesus, what would we be? Amen?
That's true, amen. So, what did you think of the message today brought forth?
I already told you, it's the word. Whatever the Lord have given you to speak on that day, that's it. Okay?
Amen.
It's all for his glory. And that's word. That's eating meat. That is divine hearing from heaven, okay?
Amen. Amen. Yeah.
Amen, brother.
Well, our services are cut back to an hour and a half, okay? So I was wondering, would you like to give us a closing prayer, okay?
All right.
A song to take us out.
Oh, great Heavenly Father, we just glorify you as we come to the grace of throne, knowing you are awesome and a mighty God. And Father God, in Psalm 18:46, you live, Father God. And Father God, we can't do anything without you. In Zechariah 4:6, it's not by the might of man or the power of man, but it's by your spirit. We serve a holy God, a God that sits on his throne. We serve everything. It's all about you. We reverence and honor who you are. Father, we just thank God for Jesus. Thank you for the word. Thank you for the anointing. Thank you for the Holy Spirit. Thank you for salvation. Thank you for the blood. Thank you for the cross. Thank you for everything that God you do. Thank you for the word, Father. Thank you for a relationship. Thank you for saving us out of darkness into a glorious light. And thank you that we can call upon your name, your faithful and just God. And, Father, as we leave this segment of Sunday service, Father God, Father God, I ask for healing, delivery, and restoration in any area with your people, Father God. Just keep us, Father, because we can't do nothing without you. And, Father, let souls be one. As Pastor brought forth the word of God, what you have given him, and I ask you to bless him, Tony, and all the hearers of the word of God, Father God, and bless this ministry right now, Father God. And, Father God, is there any need, Father God, I ask you to meet it, because you're Jehovah Jireh, Jehovah Nisi, Jehovah Sickening, Jehovah Rapha, Jehovah Rohi, Adonai Elyon. You're the great I am. And, Father God, we thank you, because it is coming to the time of resurrection and about Jesus. And, Father, let us not forget and be mindful and have a God conscience. And we thank you tonight. And we give you all praise, honor, and glory in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you, Pastor.
I know you're going to miss me. I know you're going to miss me because he even had me. Listen to me. I know you're going to say one of the prayers because God had me. That's what he even had me do. And praying. and interceding for the land. A lot of things, Pastor, and I know I said, I know this is a kingdom call, because he's going to ask me.
Amen.
I love you, Pastor. I thank you for who you are, sir. Thank God for
thank you.
In
I
your
love
life.
You, who you are.
And I thank God for Tony. Wait a minute, I can't forget him now. I thank God for Tony, you know, because he does an awesome ministry. You know, I just thank you. And I thank God that we are in the body of Christ. You know what I'm saying, brother? And, you know, I just words can't even say. I love you, Lord. You know, I meant forget to say that. You know, I love it. But, Pastor, I hope you have a blessed and a prosperous day in Jesus' name. And call me back this evening because I need to talk to you about on this segment for this week, okay?
Okay, well,
you all
we'll
be blessed in Jesus' name. Amen.
Okay,
love
you.
Love you,
God
too.
God
bless you.
Good evening. Make it be blessed. Amen. All righty. That was Pastor Wanda, a good, dear sister, okay, and friend. Okay, she's always welcome to come on the air with me, always. Okay, now we're going to play a song to take us out, okay? And here we go.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Wow.
Oh,
God bless you all. May you have a really, really blessed evening, okay, for this Sunday, and get yourself ready to go to work, okay?
Don't forget, this coming Saturday, Ken and I will be reading the Easter story for you from the you got me cocked. I ran in here at the last minute. Just remember, we're reading the Bible story.
Yeah, from the crucifixion
to the resurrection.
Amen. Amen. All righty. So, God bless y'all. Okay, and don't forget, Tuesday night, we'll come back with another episode of Purpose Gospel Radio. Same godly time, same godly channel, 8 p.m. Central Standard Time. Okay, hope to see you all there. God bless. Have a wonderful evening. Bye-bye.